holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
You know what? I need a reason to have faith.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. You are splendid people, and I pray that you are blessed. Say amen if you're blessed. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, if you're not blessed, ask God why you're not blessed. You should be. I'm sure you are blessed. Listen, if you can hear me, you're blessed some kind of way. You're still living. Still living. You got another day to get it right with the Lord. One more day to get it right. One more day to talk God out of sending us all to the hell place. And so, listen, if God wanted to send us there, He'd be right in sending all of us there. But He saved us, man. He gave us a way out. He gave us a way out. And so we have one more day to thank Him for what He's doing. You don't have to plead with God not to send you to hell. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is believe that He's washed away your sins and watch what happens. Once you believe, that's when you get back in. You get back in, man. As long as you get back in, you've been saved from death, as we found out yesterday. You'll be saved from death. And it's one thing to just simply talk about God. It's another thing to have an experience with God. You know, maybe God is talking to you. Maybe God has talked to you. You know, maybe God has visited you. You know, and a lot of people don't think that God does that. He does. He visits people. Some people have seen the Lord. Some people have seen Him. You know, just like the characters in the Old Testament, a lot of them have seen Him. They're no different than us. Human beings want to try to do it right, trying to hear from God, don't want to do the wrong thing. Don't know what the right thing is, but really don't want to do the wrong thing. And so God worked with them and changed them. So, you know, and they saw Him. So a lot of people nowadays see God. A lot of do, and they hear Him talking to them. And when if God is talking to you, write it down. Try to hold it in as long as you can, because most people don't get that. Most people don't get to talk to the Lord. Most people don't get to hear the actual voice of the Lord. Yeah, most people don't get. I know people who have actually seen Him in their house talking to them about the world and how things are and what needs to change and what people have done and what they've said. And I mean, yeah. And so and if God can do anything, He can do that. God can do whatever He wants to do and how He wants to do it. So when people say, yeah, man, I've spoken to Him, I believe Him. I ask Him immediately, what did He say? And usually when they start telling me what He says or what He said to them, I know it's Him because He said those same things to me, and not because He said it to me. Are they right? I'm just saying that I always push everything against biblical knowledge or not knowledge, but revelation, biblical revelation from God. So when God reveals things to me about things that are written in the Bible and they tell me that they've spoken with Him, I automatically put that next to what He's shown me about the revelation of things that were written. And so I believe God can do anything. And I do mean anything. He can do whatever He wants. He's God. He runs everything. He owns everything. He made everything. So he can do anything he wants. He can. And so I suggest you have, you develop your faith in him that way, because if you don't, it'll be a long drive for you if you don't learn how to put your faith in God, or how to develop your faith in God, because it's an important thing. Faith in God I heard a preacher talk about faith is like money with God, or spiritual money, and it is. You know, without faith, you can't please God. Like when you go to the store and you want to buy something, you can't please them unless you have some money. You can't please them with nothing but money. But when it comes to God, you can please him with only faith. And with faith, your works will change. Your mind will change. The way you move, the way you talk will change. The way you think will change. All of it changes because of faith. And I'm going to show you this verse today. Things that faith will bring. You know, it's how you can't please God without faith. So you got to have it. Here's verse number five of 1 Peter 1, verse number 5 says this: and through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So on that last day, everybody's going to see the salvation then. Everybody's going to see it. Everybody's going to see it. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power. So that's a good reason to have faith. And faith don't cost you anything, but it'll cost you everything. Faith don't cost you a thing, but it will cost you everything. And so through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So do we have salvation now, Brother Nard? Well, yes, no. we have it, yes, because we know God is true. Yes, we can say it, yeah, we have it today. But according to this, the salvation that we've been preaching about, everybody's going to see that then. Everybody's going to see that. And the one thing, what was it? I think it was 2 Esdras chapter 7, I think right around 99th verse, where it was talking about when a person dies and what happens after they die. You know, like for a whole week, God gives them freedom to see that everything that God ever said was true. And so that explains everything with Lazarus and the rich man. Because when the man died, he was in torment, not necessarily just the fire, but to know that there was no more repentance. There's nothing he could do. He saw the salvation. And so we're going to see at the end, everybody's going to see that salvation. It's going to be revealed to everybody. And those who didn't accept that salvation on the front end won't be able to accept it then. You didn't accept it in the beginning. You won't be able to accept it in the end. So that's why we're trying to tell people, you might want to develop your relationship with God now so that you don't have to worry later, or that you're not in torment later. Think about that. What if there was no salvation? What if there was no repentance you could do? There was no faith that you could have to get God to sway the danger away from us? What would we do then? I know we would all be in anguish then. Think about that. There's no salvation. There's no way to get any salvation. If there is any salvation, you can't get it. And you see everybody else have it and you can't get it. That would drive anybody wild. That would drive them bonkers. God had been telling you all this time about this salvation, how he's going to save the people of the world from the evil doers of Satan, and we rather side with Satan. And so then we find out that everything God said is true, and we can't partake in it, that's anguish beyond belief. Who wants to go through that? I wouldn't want to go through that. He says through your faith, God is protecting you by his power. Until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Verse number 6. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead. Even though you must endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. So when you're going through those things, it's just showing that your faith is genuine. A lot of times it's not just physical things that you're going through. You're going through a lot of spiritual things. And we just see them in the physical. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. So what you have is gold, but the fire cleans the gold and purifies it. So everything you're dealing with as a human being purifies your faith. All that stuff that's going to build your faith up is purifying it. Purifying it. Though your faith is far more precious than gold, than mere gold. So it's like that. The trials that you go through purify the faith. It makes it better. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is more precious than mere gold, is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. See, he's only been revealed to his disciples and a few people. But now, you know, when the whole world gets it, it's going to be a much thing. It will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. The very one that everybody joked about, oh, no, there ain't no Jesus, ain't no this, ain't no that, and all that, you guys are just being tricked. Okay. I mean, you have that right to believe that. But he's still going to be revealed to everybody. You can take it or leave it. You know, take Jesus or leave Jesus. It is what it is. I hope that you don't leave it. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him. And you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. Verse number 9. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. The reward for trusting him. The reward for trusting him, that's salvation.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.